Incoming transmission.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco.
Are you ready?
Jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Greg.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Greg.
Wake up!
Now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Greg.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Just wake up and say,
Alexa, play 99.7 now.
And we are back. It is a Monday that came too soon, I have to say, because Shan, you're, I think, is this your final birthday
this
party of 2019?
I'm going away after this.
You're going away to rehab?
I'm quitting. I can't do this anymore.
You're quitting your birthday.
I'm quitting life. I just can't handle it anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Wild party. Thanks to all the listeners who showed up on Saturday night to Temple Nightclub. But, yes, it definitely took us down yesterday.
Oh, my God. Okay, I will spare you the details, but it was probably top three worst hangovers of my life.
Wow, Shane. Well, you got to do it for 30.
I had to.
Then I guess you did it right.
We went so hard, but, like, you know, the whole event was amazing. We got to meet so many amazing people. They came out, like, so many surprises. Were you there when the Samba girls came out?
Yes. I was there when that happened. We left around 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And Sandra was like, oh, we only made it till 11. I'm like, we started at 7. Like, that's good. That's 4 hours. What do you want from me?
Yeah, it was a lot. No, that's when I actually started, because everybody kept saying, do you want a drink? And I was like, nope, I'm good till the after party. And then
you're like,
oh, Greg has to go. I'm like, damn.
I mean, I didn't wait to start until the after party.
Yeah.
Plus, there was a couple, and I'm sorry, I do not remember your names. I don't know whether to thank them or to be furious with them, but they kept buying me I couldn't even drink one drink, and they would give me another drink.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And you know, now that I'm thinking about it, you're not really supposed to take drinks from strangers. You're not supposed to take drinks from people you don't know.
Well, they're listeners, so maybe.
Well, I know. Okay, they could still been drugging me. What if they had wanted to take me home?
Oh my God.
They were drugging me to get me back to their place.
Yeah, well, you were with, like, some cute guy.
Okay. Now, that's the guy that I buy all my John Varvatos stuff from him.
Oh, that's him.
Yes, I told you. I keep going back to that store.
Because of him. Well, he was cute.
The only reason I buy. He's also old enough to be my grandson.
Yeah.
At this point. All right, and you know what? Speaking of sons, grandsons, kids, and adults of all ages, Disneyland Resort,
yes!
It is spring break for a lot of people heading into, either you're into spring break or you're heading into spring break. What better place to be for spring break? Disneyland Resort tickets, those are coming up at 7:15, plus once you win that 4-pack of Disney tickets, you'll be automatically qualified to win a Disneyland vacation getaway. So we are hooking you up with that. Stay here all morning, because also J-Lo, we are bringing her back to the Bay Area for the first time, and God knows when she's performed.
Everyone was talking about her this weekend. Like, oh my God, did you hear J-Lo's coming? I'm like, yes, girl, I'm going.
Yeah, we're bringing her.
Yes, and it's on a Thursday night, which I'm still going to turn up and come to work.
Well, thank God we have time to recover. That's happening in June, Pride Month. Well, those tickets are coming up just after 8 o'clock. You'll want to be here for that as well. So we got a lot going on this morning on Fernando and Greg.
And what was that little voice telling you in your head this morning when you had to get up for work?
It was the little voice in my head was saying, would anybody believe me if I said I was shot in the leg and I can't come to work?
Hey, Fernando and Greg.
99.7 now.
And don't forget, we've got those Disneyland tickets coming up just after 7 o'clock. Those are a family of 4-pack, just in time for spring break. Plus, you'll be automatically registered for a Disneyland vacation getaway. On Friday, Shan, we were talking about this. Cardi B says she has a voice in her head that distracts her when other people are talking to her. Where's Cardi?
I don't know. It's not playing.
All right. Well, anyway, she says that while you know, you may be talking to her. She's got a voice in her head that's telling her, oh, you got to do this and you got to do that. And I'm trying to do this. And where's my shirt? And blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, I think we all have these voices in our heads. I said that the only time I really have that is after, you know, intimate time.
Yeah.
And it's like comes time to cuddle. Then I'm like, okay, well, let's see. Breakfast got to get made. I got to clean the kitchen. We got things we got to do. Like, I just can't sit there. The voice is telling me, get up. Like, okay, 5 minutes of cuddling is enough. Like, it's really getting on my nerves.
Oh, no. And you're just all thinking about this in your
yeah,
head.
Yeah, so apparently this is not, I'm not the only person who thinks like
this. Yeah, Alina, you have a voice in your head like Greg?
I do. I was cracking up when I heard you because I was like, that is exactly what goes on. And, like, you don't want to make the other person feel bad, you know, because it's, like, it was intimate time, but then it's, like, okay, 2, 3, 5 minutes go by, and it's, like, there's other things that are planned for the day that you have to start doing. And it's, like, you can't turn that voice off.
I so feel, you know, the same way. I'm, like, okay, I'm trying to be, like, you know, have an emotional connection with you, but like, yeah. I got to do this and we got to run that errand and the bathroom needs to get cleaned. And I start thinking like the day is wasted away while you're sitting here laying here.
Yep, I can relate. I get it. And Chan, I'll see you tomorrow because I'm at your birthday party.
Hey, girl, I'll be there too. Oh, that was from Friday. But also, Namisha says she has that voice in her head as well. Like, but she uses that voice to sort of inspire her to, you know, get sexy time going.
Yeah, what voice do you have?
I have, like, an alter ego of this, like, really sexy woman. Because sometimes I don't feel sexy.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes time to, you know, spicing it up in the bedroom with me and my husband.
Uh-huh. Oh, so then you got to turn into Sasha Fierce or something.
Yeah,
right.
Even better, honey. I call her Roxy Sapphire.
Oh, Roxy.
You got a name.
Yes.
And she is all about sexy, feeling cute. Uh-huh. And, you know, sometimes I don't want to go there. I have my little pajamas on and I'm ready to go to bed. And I'm
sure.
You know, like, I got a headache or whatever, you know.
And then other times, though.
So pajamas and headache, that's Namisha. What's her name? Roxy what?
Roxy Sapphire. That's
okay.
What
what is she doing?
My anniversary was up recently, and we had our anniversary. It's been 20 years. And so I pulled out a nice little something, a little piece, and made sure that I was Roxy Sapphire when he got home, laid those roses down. Honey, let me tell you, it went down and up. It went all way. It went every way it could go. I had to pull out the wheelchair the next day. I'm
sorry. Did you pull the wheelchair out for him or for you?
You know what? It was for me. Getting at work.
You gave it all.
You know, I think this is kind of maybe good advice for people in their marriage. It's like sometimes maybe you do get bored, and if you could get that alter ego going in a different direction, it makes you think of things in a different way.
I think it really spices it up. I mean, it just brings something different, somebody that you weren't before. I mean, the pajamas look different that night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't even
pajamas.
No, it was my birthday suit, honey. I had to pull that out.
He is off the hook.
She had to get a wheelchair. So the voice in your head can be dangerous for you. You got to be careful.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. 30.
Jordan Peele's new movie, Us, opened over the weekend, shattering box office records, making $70 million, quadrupling its production costs in less than a week.
Dude, I mean, this guy is on fire. First Get Out and now Us. And he's really got the horror genre down. But it's like, okay, well, what about the other dude?
Oh,
like,
his brother? Isn't his brother?
No, Key. What's up with Key? Like, what you doing? He's like those other girls in Destiny's Child. Like, you know, Beyonce went and she been doing it. And then this key guy, what are you doing?
I don't know why he should cast him. They're homies like that.
That's true.
Why didn't he cast him?
Or maybe he's a writer. Cast your friend. Right? Help him out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Dude, this movie made so much money. And it was filmed in Santa Cruz, right?
Oh, yeah. People are terrified to go to Santa Cruz now.
Y'all do realize it's a movie, right?
I know, but it is scary. You're like walking around like, is something going to happen? Is something going to pop out?
If you saw the movie over the weekend, 888-456-9970, does it live up to the hype? But yeah, it made double what it was projected to make on the opening weekend.
It's likely making it's the highest grossing horror film opening of all time.
Ooh.
Yeah, crazy.
Jordan Peele is on fire. I think we had Kirsten on the line. She took her daughters,
Kirsten.
Over the weekend.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you dropped the kids off to see this movie this weekend.
Yes. So I dropped the teenager and her best friend, the 14-year-old and her best friend off to the movies. And when I picked them up, they were shaking. Like I could still hear the adrenaline in her voice. And she was like, Mommy, we are never going to Santa Cruz again. I am not going to see the sequel of that movie. I'm not going to see part two. I'm not going to see part three. I am done. She said, I was so scared in that movie theater, I cried. She said, I have no mascara because I cried so much.
Oh, my God. Now I'm trying to decide, should I go or not go?
And then the best part was when she said, I had to turn the seat warmer off. I was sweating so bad.
And look how far we've come. That there's seat warmers? There's seat warmers?
Yes. They went to the new theater at Southland in Hayward, and there are butt warmers in the seats.
Oh, man. That is fancy.
But yeah, she was shook. She didn't fall asleep until about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. Does she normally like scary movies like that?
Yeah, she goes to all of them. They've been going to all of them since they were old enough to sneak in. And yeah, she never had an issue like that before.
Oh, my God.
So this must be off the chain.
Yeah.
All right. We might have to make a morning show field trip out of this. All right. Thanks,
girl.
Thank you,
Kirsten. That makes me want to go.
It makes me want to go to Santa Cruz now. But you have to see the movie first and see what went down in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people were tweeting out that they were so scared of the movie that they're now scared to go to Santa Cruz.
I hate scary movies, but I might have to just go just to see
I might have
Santa
to go
Cruz,
when
yeah.
you go to see you act like a maniac.
Oh, no.
Maybe I'll record you while you watch the movie.
Oh, my God. Greg, you thought that me and you turned up this weekend. Adele and Jennifer Lawrence took the award for best turn up. They had an epic night over the weekend at a Manhattan gay bar.
Hey.
And Adele was dragged up on stage by a drag queen to blame.
I can only imagine what those queens at this gay bar were doing when Jennifer Lawrence and Adele walk in. You know they had to have fainted.
Mm-hmm. They were dead and alive at the same time. So they played a game called Musical Shots. The drag queen shoved Jello shots down Adele's throat, named Brita Filter, and Brita Filter introduced Adele to the crowd. She asked Adele, what do you do for a living? Adele modestly answered that she was a married stay-at-home mom, shyly leaving out that she sings some of the biggest songs of all
time.
But
I think, you know what, I'm going to do a story about a big early retirement in Sassy Sports, but I think Adele has hinted that her touring career might be over.
Stop. I heard her tours are, like, amazing.
Yeah.
She's a comedian at the same time.
No, I've seen her not. I've actually seen a DVD of her tour.
Oh, okay.
That's how broke I am. I can't go to the actual show.
Well, because they sell out.
So I stole the DVD from the prize closet here.
Uh-huh.
And she is, like, a comedian. She tells jokes in between her songs. She's hilarious. And she has a foul mouth. So I can only imagine her and a drag queen on stage together with Jello shots. It must have been off the chain.
Yo, hook me up with that DVD one time, though.
I'm sure I still have it.
Adele ended up losing Musical Shots, at which point J-Lo tackled Adele, screaming, how dare you?
J-Law.
J-Law.
Not J-Lo.
Oh, did I say J-Lo?
Yes.
I'm thinking about the J-Lo tickets we're giving away.
Concert tickets for J-Lo coming up just after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was Hunger Games, but set at a gay bar.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Super Bowl legend and NFL party boy Rob Gronkowski ended speculation about his career this weekend, announcing he is retiring from the New England Patriots at the tender age of 29. Shan, you just turned 30 this weekend. Can you imagine if you were already
Retiring. That is the life. And he's invested his money really, really well.
Well, he
so
hasn't spent any of his NFL paycheck. He lives off his signing bonuses. Mm-hmm. He lives off any bonus that he makes, but he's saved all of his NFL money. Very, I know he comes across as douchey and dumb, but very smart guy here. He does love to party, though. He did thank everybody in the New England Patriots organization over the weekend when he posted on Instagram his retirement. You know, NFL players used to hold press conferences and news used to cover it. Now you just post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
You just say, I'm out. Deuces.
Press release.
But now I guess it will leave him time to do this.
Yo, the whole Gronkowski family is inviting you to get hyped with us next year on our very own party cruise. We're going to park the Gronk bus for a little bit and swap it out for a big-ass cruise ship. We'll sail from Miami down to our own Gronk Island.
Oh, my God. Like, I mean...
I want to go on that cruise.
I don't know if he's still doing that. That was from a couple of years ago when he did that party cruise. But
the party cruise.
Party. You got to go to do the party. Well, now he's got plenty of time to party. He said it's time to move on to something else. Oh. Well, what? He's 29. I mean, I guess he could do anything, but that's got to be a little...
Yeah.
Weird to be retired at 29.
29, imagine you have your whole life. You can wake up whenever you want and just travel. And...
Yeah, but don't you think that'd get old after about a month?
No, it wouldn't.
It never has for Jackie Hollywood.
No.
When she's retired. Jackie's retired. And she's only 29. She and Gronk are the same, except Gronk has a lot of money and Jackie doesn't.
Well, her parents do, but she might as well be retired because she's so like...
What do you mean might as well? She is.
Like, she has all these like, you know, diseases and stuff.
Disease.
Well, whatever. She's always like broken.
Yeah, she's broken, but she somehow manages. I guess Gronkowski... If he wants to know what it's like to be retired at 29 and what he's going to do, he should call Jackie.
Totally.
And she could tell him what life is going to be like.
Yeah, they can both wake up late together. It's great.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of the New England Patriots, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, he was dealt a legal blow late last week when his legal team asked prosecutors in Florida to keep those videos of him and all his shenanigans, what he's doing inside that spa. They want to keep that private and say that's private evidence that can only be released
private
in court.
Evidence.
That's what his legal team wants. However, the West Palm Beach state attorney has refused to agree to that request for a protective order over the evidence in the case, including the hidden video footage from the men inside the Orchids of Asia spa.
No,
so
they
that
can't
video
do that.
Could be coming out soon if it gets released. Now, the legal team has asked a judge to step in if the prosecutor's not going to keep it private. Has asked the judge to keep it private. We don't have a ruling on that yet. Can you imagine if that gets out? He's got to go into the locker room and talk to the team, and they're all going to be like, oh, Lord, what was you doing?
What if the judge is a Patriots owner? What if he's a Patriots fan? He's probably going to be like, no, it's not coming out.
Well, maybe he'll help him out, but this is in South Florida. So, you know, the Dolphins are there, and the Dolphins are one of the Patriots' biggest rivals. So what if he's a Dolphins
Let's
fan?
Let's hope
he's
he is.
Like, we're going to go ahead and really, I got a joke about a Dolphin right now, but I'm going to keep it to myself. Y'all can send it in on the texting hotline at 888-456-9970 because those of you with a dirty mind know what I'm thinking about right now. He did also issue an apology over the weekend to his fans, his co-workers, Patriot Nation, the people he works with. I still got to think it's got to be so weird when you just got to walk into work and you know, you go in the office and you know everybody is like...
thinking about it.
What was you doing?
What's up, Robert?
Like, and he did. That one time that he went was right before the playoff game. He went right before, and then he caught his private jet and went to Kansas City for that game. And you got to be thinking, like, those people are like, did you wash your hands before you got in the suite? Like, were you shaking all those people's hands up there?
Here's some Purell.
Yeah. He's like, oh, good grief. So, good luck to him. And the Battle of the Bay continues tonight as both the A's and the Giants are playing each other in the end of the exhibition season. They will play tonight and tomorrow at Oracle Park before they both start their regular seasons Thursday. Actually, the A's did start early in Japan last week. They played two games, regular season. Then they came back here, went back into exhibition season. They are getting over their jet lag, and they did beat the Giants yesterday at the Coliseum. So two more exhibition games, and then the opening season for baseball starts on Thursday.
Already?
You ready to get turned?
I'm not ready for this traffic over here.
That is all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing balls, I'm all over it.